neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
When he felt that he's just about close to the end of his life, so he asked his older son to come and get him Mishaberach. So now we see the plan was turned around. So Yaakov Avinu came in, and then he received the bracha, and then afterwards Esav, the older brother. So now the question is, what happened all of a sudden that Yaakov Avinu of Shalom was merited to receive the bracha? What helped him? No. No, she just directed him to go and get a bracha. So, but what made him successful to be able to receive the bracha? What happened? What happened? No, I understand, but let's say if Yitzchak Avinu was able to see, was he able to receive the bracha?
No.
So what happened then? So Avinu was not able to see.
But he was able to see.
At the time of his Akedah, the tear of the Malachim fell
on him. Yeah, one reason, as we explained, that at the time that he was placed on the Mizbeach, on the altar, so Yibon Sholam opened the Raqiyya. He opened the Shemaim, then the Malachim, they had pity over Yitzchak Avinu, they start crying. And then the tears of the Malachim made Yitzchak Avinu to not be able to see. So that's one reason. The other reason that we see also Abimelech, it says in the Gemara, that he told Rivka Imenu, this gift will be Kesut Einayim. So that means you close your eyes. But Gemara says no. He meant to curse Rivka Imenu. So that's why Yitzhak became blind because of Abimelech. The other reason is actually that this is the main reason that is mentioned in the Torah. And that is, what was the main reason?
They were doing
incense. So now, so we see, actually the Rashi HaKadosh brings this, because they were bringing a toret for their idols. So now, this harmed the eyes of Yitzchak Avinu. It's very interesting. So now, when Esav married these wives, so why did he marry them?
Exact opposite.
For Esav? Or for Esav? For Esav, when he married this.
Esav said, don't marry any Canaanite. So he went and get the
father of his family. Well, you hate those family, those people to get married.
So it was not according to approval of his father. So he went after his desire. Actually, he picked very misleading wives. Yehudit.
Yes.
Sound like Yehudi. It's not Yehudi. They call it Yehudi Qolabi. It's fake. No, it's a fake Yehudi. So that's why, he married so to convince his Abba that I'm doing according. He married at age of 40 because his father got married at age 40. But the interesting thing here is what he thought is good for him that married these wives. The side effect was that his Abba got
blind.
So now, if he would not marry these wives, was Yaakov Avinu able to receive the bracha?
No.
Yeah. Why?
Because he wouldn't become blind.
Chazak uvaruch. Isn't that something?
But there would have been something else that Yaakov would have been.
No, we're not talking about something else. There's this thing that we're discussing about. This is unbelievable thing.
The guy pays you back.
It's unbelievable thing. That means whatever that he thought he's doing as far as to satisfy himself, he was harmed by it. Because if he would not marry this wife, so they would not bring the incense, they would not bring the retort. So then his Abba would able to see, and then his brother would not be able to see to get the bracha. It's unbelievable insight. So here we see many times we feel, what is it to you? It's my life. What is it to you? Or who are you to tell me what to do or not to do? But here we see when people, they feel that they have all the right to do whatever they want, you see the side effect is going to go against them. They're going to be harmed by it. And here we see these wives that he picked to trick his Abba, actually, to satisfy himself for the pleasure. You see that this fact caused that he would not be able to receive the bracha. He lost it. And that's what exactly it is. That people feel that the momentarily satisfaction is worth it. But here we see, not only is that worth it, you're going to lose so much.
Maybe he would have given the bracha anyway.
Yaakov Avinu?
Yeah, no.
It's high. Would give the bracha to Esav? Or
no, Yaakov was bought the bracha.
No, the question now, so how
Yaakov would have bought the bracha. He paid for it. He made a chlipin. He gave him a didat Hashim. He made a business deal. Now he was a kofir. Now he's the bechor. Chalas.
I know, but see, the kinyan of such a thing is a very complicated sugya here. That if the firstborn bride is transferable or not, so we don't see that this is approved till Parshat Shemot, when the Baruch Shalom says Beni Bechori Yisrael. So here, he still goes back to Yaakov Avinu. But actually, if the Bechor would be transferable or not, that's a different subject. It's a very complicated subject. But Esav at this point, at age of 15, he was not able to be a Kohen. Why? Because he committed murder. He killed him in Nimrod. So he could not service the Beit HaMikdash. So now Yaakov Avinu felt, he's not deserving to be able to serve the Beit HaMikdash. That's why he said that he's going to die. What do you mean you're going to die? You killed somebody just now, you're going to die? But he meant that it's not worth it, all the details to work in Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because you have to know when you're Tahor, when you're not Tahor, all the details. He said, it's too risky, I don't want to do it. So he didn't mean at that moment. He meant, I don't want the task. So that's why Yaakov Avinu grabbed it. But here, on the contrary, Yitzchak Avinu did not have any beracha for Yaakov Avinu. He had in mind that Esav, as a physical task, he will be the supporter of Yaakov Avinu. What does it mean? That Esav is going to be Zebulun, and then Yaakov is going to be Yitzchak. That's what the whole task was. So that means Yaakov Avinu grabbed all the brachot that is physicality, and we haven't received it yet. Is coming, there's Adonai Hashem very soon. But here, the point of matter is so powerful that Esav went after his desire, he didn't care. But here we see, through the ta'abot, the desire, the pleasure that he was after, he was harmed by it. If not, Yitzchak Avinu Alav Shalom was able to see, you never give the blessing to the Yaakov Avinu. And this is such an important message that we always have to have in mind. Is it worth it to exchange your first right born with a bowl of lentil soup? That's what we do all the time. It's a pleasure. It's instant. You feel it. You put on tefillin, you keep Shabbat. After 120 years, I'll be rewarded. It's not worth it. Give it to me now. What do you call it? COD. Yeah. But it's not worth it. It's much, much preferable to wait and see the Noam of the pleasure after Yolam Elyon. Hashem Yizkenu.
הנשמות, הלל כה הללוקו, כהל הנשמו, נשמו שלי. כהל הנשמות, הלל כה הללוקו, כהל הנשמו, נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.